From the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. On the program today, it's Gordon Smoker, a Lancaster-based singer-songwriter who works under the name Hickory Town Ruckus. Gordon recently released a new album called Old City Night, which was recorded by Jason Fry using the old-school barter system.
And actually what I did for this album is, being short on money like a lot of musicians I'm sure can relate to, I painted with him. He was a painter. He paints some houses. So I'd paint with him a couple days a week and then trade those hours in for recording time in his studio.
Coming up, it's Gordon Smoker on how to make a fantastic record on a budget and a record that includes a few duets with some very special guests. Also dropping by the Wood Stove House later on in the program, it's Joe Devoy, founder of Telus 360. He's here to talk about the King Street Session. That's a one-day festival that will shut down King Street on Saturday, March 15th to celebrate all things Irish. And if that wasn't enough, it's time for Shaunama Cinema. Today we welcome Shauna Stoltz, who's back to the program for a look at what's going on around the Lancaster film scene. But first, let's find out what's happening around the wood stove. Coming up this Friday, March 14th, Commonwealth on Queen welcomes Canyon, a singer-songwriter from Connecticut who has been spending a lot of time in Lancaster over the past year, working on her debut album with producer Chad Kinsey. This special evening of music also includes sets by the Pig Merchants, Matt Wheeler and Dave May. The show starts at 7 o'clock and it's free. You're welcome to bring your own bottle. Commonwealth on Queen is located at 301 North Queen Street in Lancaster. And we'll be talking to Joe Devoy later on in the program about the King Street Session that's coming up next Saturday, March 15th. But also mark your calendar for St. Patrick's Day next Monday at Telus 360. As Telus welcomes the Ogham Stones in season to celebrate the big day with the lads over there. That show starts at 7 o'clock. Be sure to celebrate your St. Patrick's Day at Telus 360, 24 East King Street in Lancaster. It's time once again for Shaunama Cinema, our monthly visit with Shauna Stoltzfus talking about film projects and screenings happening right here in Lancaster. Shauna is a writer, actor, filmmaker, journalist, and the creator of the 2013 Lancaster-based comedy series, Young Lancaster. It's Shaunama Cinema on Around the Wood Stove. Shauna, welcome back to the program.
Thank you.
Let's take a look at the Lancaster film scene for March and the first part of April.
Yeah, well, first I'll bring up to speed on Ushers, which is the film I've been talking about the past few times. It's a local independent feature film written and directed by Kyle Martin. And they're still in pre-production, still seeking a few cast and crew.
Okay.
And like I said last time, the email address, if you want to inquire with Kyle and see what's up with them and maybe get involved, the email is ushersfilm@gmail.com. And they're excited. They're still planning to film in June, maybe a little bit in July, and hopefully have something to send around to festivals in the fall. So
cool.
They're moving fast. I'm excited for them. And then over at Zotropolis, there's two things I'm really excited about that I'd like to talk about. The first is the Reese Project, which I've mentioned before.
Mm-hmm.
That is the local couple, Tom and Lori Reese. They write original scores to old silent movies and perform them live during the movie, which is super cool. I went to see a Buster Keaton film they did a while back at Zotropolis, and it was so cool. The music follows the dynamics of each film and incorporates jazz improvisation along with the structured compositional ideas. And then they perform live with the film down below the film in front of the audience.
Okay. It's just the two of them.
It's just the two of them. Yeah. And this month, they're doing Tarzan of the Apes,
nice.
Which is the original, the first Tarzan movie ever made, 1918, based on the original novel. And it's supposed to be the most faithful to the original novel of all the Tarzan movies that have been made since, starring Elmo Lincoln as Tarzan. And I actually found the original poster for the movie, and you can't get away with this anymore on movie posters, but there's so much text on it, you know?
Sure.
These days people would just walk right by that, but I guess before they would stand and read it all. And I just need to read it because as a filmmaker, it makes me so happy. And I think it will make other people happy too. The text on the original movie poster for Tarzan of the Apes, it says, It has the one big new idea of the last 2 years. The life of a man-child fostered by an anthropoid ape is placed before your eyes. His primitive struggle for existence in the African jungle is shown in all its vivid realism. How Tarzan becomes king of the apes. How the love of an American girl raises him above the beasts. How intrigue and scheme fail to rob him of his heritage. These are the themes which make Tarzan of the Apes the wonder story of the age.
That was on the poster?
That was all on the poster. Isn't that the greatest thing ever? I read it and it just made me so happy. It's just something about that old Hollywood just is so funny and so sincere.
Yeah, that's that wouldn't get past. I mean,
right.
That isn't even the description that goes on the website.
No, right, exactly. It's so funny, and I just love it so much. It had another tagline, like there's just so much text. It had another tagline that was something like, millions have read Tarzan, now millions will see Tarzan, or something like that. It's just so great. You can't advertise like that anymore. I just love it.
And that's 96 years old.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's super old, for sure. I've never seen it. I would love to get over there to see it, especially with a live score. It's super cool.
So what's the date on that one?
March 14th, 6:30.
All right. Check that out.
Yeah.
What else?
The other thing that I am just absolutely seeing at Zootropolis this month is the documentary about Elaine Stritch, who's a Broadway legend and just sort of the silliest, brassiest old woman in the world. And her documentary is called Elaine Stritch, Shoot Me. And I'm just so excited. The description reads, whether dominating the stage, tormenting Alec Baldwin on the set of 30 Rock, or sharing her struggles with aging, diabetes, and alcoholism, Elaine Stritch, Shoot Me, reaches beyond the icon's brassy exterior and reveals an inspiring portrait of a complex woman and artist. And so they interview Tina Fey and James Gandolfini and Alec Baldwin and all these other amazing people that she's worked with. And I just think she's amazing and I can't wait to see it.
That sounds like a cool document. I'm a big fan of documentaries. And I know Zootropolis really brings quite a few really good ones.
Yeah, they really, really do. So I'm excited to see that one.
Well, thanks so much for the monthly update.
Absolutely.
And we'll see you in April.
Right.
Find out more about Shauna's latest project, Young Lancaster, on the show's Facebook page at facebook.com/younglancaster. Shauna will be back next month with another look at the Lancaster film scene.
What I'd give for another evening camping out on Sugar Hill, pulling pine trees to the forest floor, then to the fire. Is it burning still? Oh, I see another sunrise coming over Juanita Lake, drinking coffee and telling promises we thought we'd never change. Those were the days. Those were the days we set our eyes high toward the fertile hills of our redemption. We marched up as one as our feet echoed the beat of a righteous drum. We could not see the way down. Oh, we had no fear we'd fall. How were we to know it was against the law?
Gordon Smoker is a singer-songwriter from Lancaster who works under the name Hickory Town Ruckus. And he has a brand new album out called Old City Night. It's Gordon Smoker on Around the Woodstove. Welcome to the program.
Jason, thanks for having me on. I feel like I've made it to the big time in Lancaster, being on the Woodstove House.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is...
I don't know if that's true, well, but I appreciate that.
I feel like I've arrived.
Good. Well, I'm glad to have you in the studio, and I'm glad to talk with you about this new album. It's really, really good. I've been listening to it a lot, Came out here in February. And
thank you.
Let's just dive right into it. Yeah. I think that, well, first of all, the thing that really stands out, you have a few duets, a few collaborations with female vocalists that we're going to get into here in just a few minutes. And that really like jumped out at me, you know, immediately.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the process of making this record. First of all, are these songs that you've just been sort of writing over the years since your last album, or are you digging back into the history? Like, where are these songs coming from?
Most of these songs have come back in 2012. I released Who Stole the Banjo. And since then, I've written 9 of these songs that are on the album. There is one Before the Curse. It's one of the deep tracks that I wrote way back before. I think it was like 2007, 2008. It was just a song that didn't fit on the last album, and I really wanted to get out there, and I felt like it was a little better fit here.
Nice. So for the most part, this is fresh material.
It is, yeah.
Let's talk about the recording. Where did you make it?
I made it in a living room on a second floor apartment. My friend Jason Fry, he's a guitarist. He's a musician in his own right, but he also has a recording studio in his living room, and he does a great job. He uses Apple Logics, and he has all his equipment there in the sound. And actually what I did for this album is being short on money, like a lot of musicians I'm sure can relate to, I painted with him. He was a painter. He paints some houses. So I'd paint with him a couple days a week and then trade those hours in for recording time in his studio.
So it's like a barter album.
Yeah, it's a barter. It didn't cost me a little bit of time. My wife probably thought it was way a little too much, painting and then recording. But I thought it was great, and I got to help him out on some projects, and then...
That's cool. I see you've got a couple of guests, musicians, mm-hmm. but for the most part, is this you playing all the instruments?
Yeah, I do most of the instruments. There's really not a lot on there. I'm not great with percussion, so I had my friend Seth Johnson, who's a great musician. He does a lot of different things, but he did a lot of the percussion on the album, and then also Jason, who recorded it, stepped in and did a few songs as well. But other than that, and there's not a ton of instruments, but, I did the guitars and there's some keyboard in there.
Mm-hmm. And, let's jump into those collaborations, because really kind of out of the gate, song two is a song that features Canyon, who's not really from Lancaster, but sort of adopted Lancaster as a second hometown. And I think Lancaster has really embraced her.
Oh, absolutely. Especially, I mean, you can hear in she's in the song Radiant on the album, and her vocal just, it took that song to a whole new level. When I sing it out or when I've played it before, and her coming in doing some of the background vocals, and then she actually sang one of the verses, and it's just like, I heard her voice in a way I didn't. Basically, I just had her come in, and as you know, she's so talented. I just asked her to stand in front of the mic and sing the song. She had heard a recording of it, and she just nailed it on the first couple takes.
So how did it come about? Were you just hanging out one night and she was there, and you said, "Hey, I'm making this record"? Or,
well, I knew she had been in and out of town a lot, and I was looking to feature a couple different. There was a couple songs I was like, these could be duets. I think they have some real potential there. And she was just someone that I had heard before. She's got a great voice, and she's a nice person too, and enjoy spending time with her. So I just figured she would be a good fit if she's willing to come by, and she happened to be coming into town, and just swung over and did an excellent job. Really made the song pop.
Now, did she have to paint any of the houses, or did you have to paint anything for her? How did that work?
Canyon, like I said, she nailed it in the first couple takes.
Oh, good.
But she's such a artist that she, had to take as many takes as and so we let her do that, and it was worth it. But she, I had to spend a couple more time, a little more time with the paintbrush, thanks to Canyon.
Oh, right, because of Canyon.
Yeah, maybe I should just like have her come out and paint to cover a couple of those hours. I don't know.
Absolutely. Let's take a listen to one of these duets. This is that song, Radiant. That features Canyon. It's a duet with my guest Gordon Smoker from the Hickory Town Ruckus. This is Radiant on Around the Wood Stove.
once set behind bars of accusation, where his thoughts turn from salvation to just staying alive. He used to look up at a prison ceiling. Now sometimes he still gets the feeling there's a concrete sky. Sees a foreigner in a strange place, trying to find a better way. World's just gonna let him go as he steps out on his own into the darkness. Said, I'll face my fearfulness, I'll embrace my circumstances, I'll become radiant in the light of the sun. Oh, I'll find who I am by the truth that lets me stand. Oh, I'll still be radiant when the day is done. In the darkness I shine on.
She walks a causeway calm desire, but the toll gate ahead reminds her of what she owns. Yeah, she'd like to slip by undiscovered, but addiction curbs the hunger for another road. Yeah, she's known too well in this town, but she'd like to make a turnaround. Yeah, the world's just gonna let her go. She steps out on her own into the darkness.
She said, I'll face my fearfulness, I'll embrace my circumstances, I'll become radiant in the light of the sun. Oh, I'll find who I am by the truth that lets me stand. Oh, I'll still be ready when the day is done. When the darkness I'll shine on.
I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. Each week we bring you interviews with artists and those who make the arts happen in and around Lancaster, Pennsylvania. If you like the show, please let us know. Drop me a line at jason@woodstovehouse.com with any comments, questions, or suggestions. The podcast is and always will be free, so if you really like the show, consider joining other supporters of the program and drop a few bucks in the tip jar to help us do what we do. The tip jar is located in the top right corner of our website, woodstovehouse.com. Today on the program, it's Gordon Smoker from the Hickorytown Ruckus. We're talking about a brand new album called Old City Night on Around the Wood Stove. Gordon, one thing that I picked up on that I thought was really cool are Lancaster references, right? So there are a couple of songs. In The Mystery, you talk about walking down King Street. And then the title track, Old City Night, which we'll talk about a little bit in a few minutes in a little bit more detail. You mentioned Prince Street, and you mentioned strolling through Lancaster. And I know that there's a connection with Lancaster City and Hickorytown, the name.
Right.
Can you tell me that story?
Well, I don't know the whole story, but there's bits and pieces of this legend that I've heard resurfacing, you know, over the years. And it's of this group of musical enthusiasts who used to meet in the middle of Lancaster way back in the 1700s.
Wow.
There's a whole long lineage of musicians that followed after the next, and it almost died a couple times. And I was given the title, the Hickorytown Ruckus, by an old man who was kind of nearing the end of his life, and he handed me that title and told me to carry it on, this the Hickory Town Ruckus, which really is just it's about, you know, simple music, living life to your fullest, and
so was that the name of this group that would get together?
Yeah, it kind of over the years it kind of got dubbed the Hickory Town Ruckus, and so I've just kind of like assumed this mantle and decided to carry it forward.
With great responsibility comes great...
No.
Yeah. With great power comes great responsibility. That's what I wanted to say.
Yeah, so I feel like I'm not only a musician and songwriter, but I feel like I'm kind of compelled by these earlier voices of days gone by that are kind of working with me here.
That's really cool. And I love how you bring Lancaster in, you know, into some of these songs, and you're talking about specific places. It's great being from here, you know, and hearing you sing about it.
Yeah, and it's not hard to. I mean, I live here in town. I'm a man about town. I would think, you know, if you walk the streets much, we've probably had a conversation because I live right downtown. And so, and Old City Night is really, that's what that song is about. It's just it was actually late one night. I just walked out my front door, and I ended up, I think, at Chestnut Hill Cafe for a little bit, and just walking around the city and just thinking about life. It's really therapeutic for me just to be out here in the streets and thinking about the ghosts of who the people have come before us, you know, whether it was the Hickory Town Ruckus or James Buchanan. There's the leaders of our country were here for one day back in 1777. So there's all these things that it really makes you feel connected, I think, to the past, just to be in the streets of Lancaster.
That's really cool stuff. We're going to take a listen to Old City Night here in just a minute, but I want to talk about just a couple more of these collaborations before we do that. So you also had Kelly Lapp featured on one of the songs, which is a really outstanding song, and Kimberly Anna sings on Old City Night. So it was same kind of idea as your situation with Canyon, or how did these collaborations?
Well, and there's one that you forgot to mention. After Sugar Hill, the song you played coming in at the end of there, I have a great guest vocal by my niece Jackie. She's been my biggest fan since the last album, and I felt she earned a spot on this one. So she does a great job there singing This Little Light of Mine.
It's a great performance.
And yeah, I think she did a wonderful job. As far as Kimberly Anna, what's interesting is I thought about this when I looked at the album, but Kimberly Anna and Canyon, I both met at Launch Music Conference over the years just from coming here. I had been in touch with her trying to get her on the album, and her being from Lancaster, and she really, I think, lent a great vocal to Old City Night. I was looking for something really... kind of from the 1920s or whatever. I felt like she really brought that, you know, really unique vocal. Kelly Lapp is a photographer. She's not really too involved in the music scene, but I think she is one of the best vocals around. I used to sing with her before I was even recording albums. We'd sing out at the Red Rose or at some coffee shops a couple times.
Is that right?
Yeah, we did a couple, and she'd come out and you know, help sing my songs or cover another popular song. So I had experience with her. She sang some backup vocals on my last album as well.
Okay.
She did. I think she just really made that the song that she was on. I think she really made that one come alive too.
Yeah, they really you really did a great job selecting people to partner with and sing these songs. They really came out very, very well.
Thank you.
So what's the future for Hickory Town Ruckus? What's 2014 looking like for the project?
Well, 2014, I'm hoping to just play a couple of shows. I'm busy working. I have a 3-month-old daughter, so that's a new thing in my life, which is great, but it's less time to be, out
causing there. A ruckus.
Yeah,
it's a different kind of ruckus.
Yeah, she causes her own sort of ruckus. But I'd like to continue to play out. Coming up on March 22nd, I'm going to be at Ruby Red House with Jason Allgaier.
Nice. House concert.
Yeah, I'm going to be doing a house concert there. I'm looking, although I haven't established any dates yet, it looks like I'll probably be at Poor Wine Bar. I'd probably do like a Saturday afternoon thing again. I did one there last year, probably do that again.
How do we find out where you're going to be? Like, how do we get a hold of you?
The best way to find me is, I mean, you can use, I use Facebook, or I have a website. It's www.thehickorytownruckus.com. You can also find me on Facebook through the website. If you just Google search Hickory Town Ruckus, you should. There's not too many of us around, so.
And you're out on the street, so really just go for a walk.
Yeah, just go for a walk and like, so you might bump into me.
Be like, Gordon, where are you playing?
Exactly, and I think that's how most people find out, to be honest with you. So, it shouldn't be too hard. I'll keep updated on things. I do have a Twitter account, but I still don't really know how that works. It's probably because I'm over 30, I guess.
Right. Well, thanks so much for taking a few minutes to come in and talk about this great new album. We're gonna hear the title track. And this is one of those songs about Lancaster. It's the a collaboration with Kimberly Anna. This is Old City Night from the Hickory Town Ruckus on Around the Wood Stove. Thanks.
Thank you.
Late in the evening, after doing some reading, I put on my boots and I pull on my overcoat. Open the door to my broken front porch, peruse through my pockets, pull out my pipe and I light it. I'm sentimental about old things as I send her some smoke rings. I press down on the sidewalk and walk beside all of those who know where they're going. For me, I'm just strolling. I tip my hat to the ladies in a little bit of maybe. I sit down for a while, but for now, it's cold night and I'm strolling through Lancaster. Song in my soul is my feet step with luster to the beat of the street. Yesteryear's by my side, I'm on an outing with history under the old city skyline. On an old city night, strolling on an old city night.
At the Wood Stove House, we look forward to staying connected with you. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter under the handle Wood Stove House. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or sign up to get all of the Wood Stove House blog posts and podcast episodes delivered straight to your mailbox. Visit woodstovehouse.com and check the right-hand column for your options to stay in touch. Joining me on the program is Joe Devoy from Telus 360, the founder of Telus 360, probably the most talked about music venue, creative hotspot in Lancaster over the last 6 months. Joe, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Jason. Great to be here.
Thank you. And we're here to talk about specifically the King Street Session, which is something that's coming up this week, March 15th, to celebrate St. Patrick's weekend, basically. It's St. Patrick's Day. It's a festival happening over on King Street where Telus 360 is located. But Joe, why don't you tell us what the King Street Session is?
Absolutely. The King Street Session is a partnership between Annie Bailey's Moose, the Mayor's Office of Special Events, Lancaster Irish Cultural Society, and Telus 360.
Wow.
To extend St. Paddy's Day from one day to three, basically, and have a great outdoor shindig where everybody can have a good time with some great music, some great Irish dancing, some great Irish beer. And just a real good time where everybody gets to be Irish for a day.
All right, let's break that down a little bit. So first of all, the music. Who's on the lineup for that?
The two bands that are definitely there, and I think we might add one as well, are the Aughrim Stones and the Kilmain Saints. Two fantastic,
incredible
Irish bands. Yeah,
it's already sold.
Absolutely, yeah. No, and two great bands for a party type atmosphere as well, and outside with 1,000 people out there, it should be just a hell of a good time.
Now, what about Irish dancing? What do you have in store?
Irish dancing is the Hooley School of Dance, who is again local but fantastic. So Crystal Glichter, who runs the Hooley School, are going to come on and they're going to do a couple of performances. And there's been rumors out there that there's going to be an Irish Dances with the Stars river dance style, that there might be some celebrities out there doing a little little bit of Very Bad Dancing.
Sounds fantastic.
Yes.
And so is this going to be sort of mixed in throughout the day with the bands?
Yeah, absolutely. We're lucky enough to have the Rose coming down to us for the day, and Holly Love or the Rose is going to be in there MCing it, and it should be a wonderful time. And in between the bands, I think the Ogram Stones are going on first. Kilmaine Saints are going to wrap up tonight. I think we'll have a surprise band in the middle, and then some of the dancing in the middle, and some of the other events we're doing.
So this is a partnership with Annie's and Telus. Rumor has it that King Street will be shut down. Is that true?
That is absolutely true. That's the truth as we know it. So, yes, at 2 o'clock on Saturday, March 15th, we will be pulling the fences across the street, closing down the street, pulling in the beer truck, and having a great time.
So this is from Queen to Duke.
This is actually King Street will be closed down coming.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah.
King from, between Queen. And
yeah,
Duke.
And it will be closed from Queen to Queen to Duke, but where the actual party will go on will be right from the front door at Telus, basically to Duke Street.
Oh,
is
okay.
Where it's going to be, and that's where the stage will be, that's where the beer truck will be.
Got
now,
it.
Both Annie Bailey's and Telus will be opening during the event. It looks like we're going to sell out this one, so if you can't make the event, come on down to both Annie Bailey's, which will have great music. Gavin is playing in there, and should be great from 2 to 5, and I think Telus is going to have some karaoke during it with only Irish songs.
So that's not part of
That's not part of the event. So you can come in and out of the event as you want. You can't bring beer from Telus to the street or from the street to Telus or Annie Bailey's.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Rumor has it there's going to be a special guest bass player with Gavin at Annie Bailey's.
Excellent. Excellent. That sounds wonderful.
I played last year with him at Annie's on St. Patrick's Day. Well, I guess it was the day before. And I know he's been doing it for years and years. Yeah. He's a good buddy of mine, and I went and played with him. So, yeah.
Superb.
I'm excited about it. And I wasn't sure what the connection was with what was going on. So it's just going to be a great afternoon all around.
Excellent. We love the Mundocks as one of the most Irish names out there around Lancaster. So
I give Mick Mundock. I got to change it.
Yes, Mac Mundock is good.
So you've got a capacity. How are ticket sales?
Flying out, I think we're already, as of today, over 50% sold.
What's your capacity?
I think 1,000 is the number we're looking at right now. And I think as of today, we're over a week out, we have over 500 tickets sold as of today. And I think it will be probably sold out before the day of the event.
Yeah.
That's what we're looking at, the way things are just flying out the door.
Is this a 21-plus event?
This is a 21-plus event. I think next year, just because of logistics and having to keep the other half of King Street open, we couldn't extend it down. But I think next year the goal would be to have a leprechaun patch there, which would be more family-based.
That's a good idea, yeah.
And then have the 21-plus on the other side of King Street there.
Yeah, that's
so
great.
We'll expand it. So after we learn all our mistakes this year, we'll figure out how to do it better next
year.
Then
bring the kids in.
Exactly.
Well, it sounds like it's just going to be an incredible event. I mean,
somebody has to drive the parents home as well.
You guys just keep, pulling this stuff out. It's just amazing what you've done in the last year. Let's just talk real quick about Telus from your perspective. Give me the Joe DeVoy highlight since you guys have officially opened, since that famous picture of you with the first... The
pint
first stash,
the
first pint of Guinness that went down.
A stash of the day. Well, that was a highlight, drinking Guinness in there for the first day. Well, there's been so many highlights, but as I was drinking that first pint of Guinness, it was amazing. We had an aerialist practicing for the next day.
Oh, yeah, that's right, for the give.
So the extraordinary give was the day after it, and I would say the highlight to me still, or the proudest moment being from Lancaster, was being a part of that extraordinary give. So on the extraordinary give, we had an aerialist hanging out of the ceiling. We had a magician, we had an 80-person choir, we had a 25-person strings, we had a jazz quartet, we had about 7 different rock bands, and just everybody from the community was out there, and it was just such a wonderful, wonderful way to
it was
open
a,
our doors.
Just packed.
Absolutely, and just for us, for it to be the first day, and there was such a great feeling around Lancaster and such a wonderful day to support Lancaster and support the charities in Lancaster.
Yeah, that was brilliant.
That was the highlight of it for me, but there's been a lot of them. So,
yeah, I mean, I there's no way, I don't think, that someone can come to everything that happens at TELUS 360, like physically.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think you just would just make it.
Yeah, well, absolutely. I give up for a few days after Roots and Blues. Anyway, I was just exhausted. And I think that's the goal. I think our space is better. It is events-based. When we have events in there, there's people in there, and it feels good. And when we don't have events, it really isn't our thing. So I think we will do more and more music. We will have basically 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, as much as we can.
Wow.
We'll have theater, music, poetry.
Well, it's just been amazing. It's been amazing to watch. It's been amazing to be part of it in some ways. So congratulations on getting this far. Are there any secrets that you can let us in on that we don't know about yet that's going to happen at TELUS 360?
Well, there's always secrets, and it's always changing. I don't think there was ever a business plan as much as an evolution, right? But we have one fantastic night coming up that I think is going to be spectacular, but we're doing a factory night to coincide with the opening of the Jamie Warhol display in the Mute and the Andy Warhol display over in the Lancaster Art Gallery. We are going to turn TELUS 360 on April 11th into the factory, a.k.a. Andy Warhol's factory in New York.
Wow.
Putting a Velvet Underground band in there, going to be doing screen printing in there, putting DJs in there, all costumed in period attire, as well everybody coming to it. And I think it's just going to be a spectacular, fantastic, brilliant night where we can all go back 40 years. And truly enjoy ourselves. But there's a ton of great stuff coming up. There's no end to it. In Boat Hours and Annie Bailey's and everywhere around there, there's just so much good going on in Lancaster. It's great to be a part of it.
It's wonderful, and we'll keep our eye on that April 11th, push it out through the Woodstove House. So let's bring it right back to this week. We've got the King Street Session coming up to celebrate St. Patrick's Week. How did it get started? Like, what was the inspiration? Were you guys just sitting around when I was saying, what can we do to top what we've done already?
Yeah, well, most stories start with we were drinking beer, but this one didn't. But there's a first. So the other Irishmen on the block, Josh and Jake Funk, were the ones who actually came up on the idea. So it was Annie Bailey's idea, and they came to us. And just the minute we heard it, we thought it was an absolutely wonderful idea. I think we were kind of afraid to even ask the question, could we close down King Street? So the two lads obviously had the courage to ask and got permission along the way. And we just jumped on board with what they were doing, basically. And they've done a fantastic job with all of it so far.
That's great. So what's the difference between St. Patrick's Day here, the way it's celebrated, and St. Patrick's Day in Ireland?
Now, this is going to sound crazy, but it might be a bigger holiday here. With the big difference in Ireland, you get the day off. So there's only two places in the world that St. Paddy's Day is a holiday, and Ireland is one of them. And Montserrat in the West Indies is the other one, because there was a prison ship of Irish slaves that had a mutiny, and they settled in Montserrat. But I think the difference, Ireland, it is a day off. Everybody probably goes out the night before a bit more than the day off and celebrates the day off. There's a lot of sporting events on in Ireland during it, and there's a great parade in Dublin on it. Everybody is Irish in Ireland, so there's not that much of a need to be as proud, maybe, of being Irish.
That's a very diplomatic way of putting it.
Yeah, but in America, I think we all feel so wonderful being Irish, and the fact that everybody, just even if it's only for a few hours, wants to be Irish, and everybody's willing to celebrate Ireland. Like, we're a tiny country, we're 4 million people. And to have this many people who are so happy to be a part of something Irish just makes us all incredibly, incredibly proud. And that's why it's so wonderful. That's why we all love America. We've all been to America. There's just such a great tie between Ireland and America that days like St. Patrick's Day just make you tremendously proud to be Irish.
Yeah, you know? It's a very unique holiday. And I'm looking forward to celebrating it with you guys this year at the King Street Session coming up this Saturday, March 15th. Joe, thanks for taking a few minutes to come down and talk about this.
No problem, man. Paddy McMundock will always be welcome at the King Street Session.
Thanks, Joe. Have a great St. Patrick's Day.
You too.
You can find out more about today's program by visiting the show post at our website, woodstovehouse.com. And while you're there, you can check out past episodes of the program or leave a few bucks in the tip jar to help us do what we do. If you like what you hear, please drop a comment on the show post, give us a good rating on iTunes, and be sure to tell your friends about the show. Around the Woodstove was produced by the Woodstove House and Triforce Studios in Lancaster, PA. Check out Triforce online at triforceproaudio.com and find us online at woodstovehouse.com.